Thank you so much for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org. There's a little bit of a dance party going on in here now. Yes. We are not alone, Rachel. Our producers have joined us in the studios because, you know, you ever think you want to know what the rest of the world is talking about, what they're thinking about? I mean, you could ask them, but that takes a lot of time, and we got a radio show to put on here. So instead, we do like we always do. We check the most emailed, most viewed, most popular stories on the internet, and we bring them to you in an easy-to-digest format called The Most.
Daniel Pashman.
Disco Dan Pashman.
Hey guys,
over there.
How are you? I was getting freaky. I plead guilty.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, that's what I call it.
That's definitely what that was.
Look it up. Yahoo News most emailed. Baseball team looking for a few fat men. The Florida Marlins, who play in Miami, the Marlins are creating an all-male, plus-size cheerleading squad to be dubbed the Manatees.
Oh, no.
Tryouts were scheduled for yesterday. No word yet on the results, but the team is trying to recruit 7 to 10 tubby men to dance, cheer, and jiggle during Friday and Saturday home games this season. Now, real manatees weigh about 1,200 pounds. They're actually mammals, and they're sometimes referred to as sea cows. Here's what I'm amazed by. First of all, the Marlins already have a cheerleading squad called the Mermaids. They're a little bit more pleasing on the eye, if you will.
Fit.
Right.
Female.
All of the above. And these guys who get to be the manatees, they don't even get paid. All they get is
just for the love,
is tickets to the game.
Joy.
The glory of being fat.
Right. And I guess tickets. They get tickets, but which you got to understand, the Marlins have like one of the lowest attendance rates in the league. So tickets to a Marlins game is not exactly, those aren't so hard to come by.
Well, and they get the manatees, that might change.
Right. I also wonder if these guys are out there dancing every Friday and Saturday, what if that's exercise and they lose weight and then they get fired?
It's called beer.
Oh, then these.
It's called beer, Dan.
All right.
I drink a lot of it.
So a serious training regimen is
yes.
what you're recommending.
I think you should follow that story, Dan.
All right. Stay on the manager.
Stay on it.
Editrix. Trisha McKinney in the control room.
Hello. So as usual, I'm reporting on the Google Trends. And number one, when we all got up this morning at the wee small hours of the morning, was John McLaughlin. No, not of the McLaughlin Group. This
That's
is
what
a
I thought
singer.
It was.
I know, right?
Of course.
This is a singer who performed one of the Oscar-nominated songs on the Academy Awards last night. It was called So Close. Let's just hear a little bit of it.
You're in my arms, and all the world is gone. The music playing on for only two.
So, yeah, you know, I was like, why are people Googling that guy? Apparently, he's really, really good looking. So, people, you know.
He sounds it.
Yeah, kind of. Can I just read you, though? Because, of course, I was in bed because I have to get up at the wee small hours to get here. So, I checked the MSNBC.com live blog, and this guy, Dave White, who wrote it, is just one of my favorite writers. And so, here's the reaction in the room, the party he was having as they watched the Oscars. He goes, the gays in the room are spazzing about this singer guy. Wait, there's an iPhone owner in the room. We're checking. Still nothing. He's some guy the gays all love right now.
Well, there you know.
Oh, awesome. That's John McLaughlin.
And
so close.
Some live blogging.
Rachel, he didn't win the Oscar.
For you.
Okay, I'm going to straighten this up, talk to you about a kind of a financial story, if you will. We've all been hearing about the falling dollar, right? This is not news. But apparently, the plummeting dollar, the story has taken a turn now. New York businesses are accepting euros. So, you know, European tourists come over here. They just want to save these people a step. And the euro is just a stronger currency. I mean, it's a dollar to 1.5 euros. And owners of businesses, small businesses, even hawkers on the street are accepting euros these days.
Really?
Yeah.
Good to know.
There are
some
stores,
of them, not all of them, but some of them are like, sure, yeah, why not? Some
if
euros.
You go down this, there's some stores that will only let people buy 3 gigantic Louis Vuitton bags if you're from another country. If you go to Soho, you can be approached by a small Japanese girl who will ask you to go buy bags for her.
Really?
Or some other, yeah. Then some of the different stores won't sell just giant amounts of goods.
Can you charge a premium for these services, hypothetically?
Hypothetically, Dan, I think you might be able to.
Because I'm in the market for a bag.
Upgrade something. There you go. I'll be out of a grade
for it.
Ian, what do you have?
Okay, this actually was a most viewed on Yahoo News, but I just checked and it actually fell off.
Oh.
But we'll talk about it anyway. California McDonald's tried feng shui theme. Tries feng shui.
Feng shui.
God,
shui.
So, you know, at McDonald's in Southern California, brought in some leather seats, earth tones, bamboo plants, water trickling down glass panels. Tried in feng, can you do it?
Feng shui.
Feng shuied it up. this is fitting into McDonald's larger corporate practice of catering to local tastes. The fondue-style burger in France being another example. Also, the pita-wrapped McArabia sandwich in the Middle East. Anyway, I was thinking that the most important thing is the food. And I looked up, I made a chart here, it doesn't work on the radio.
That.
But, because there's also a feng shui way of eating. Mm-hmm. That you want to balance, and applying the principles to the McDonald's menu, you can see you might think a McRib would go best with a hot apple pie,
Yes.
But those are both very sweet tastes, so I suggest you mix the McRib with a spicy McChicken, and the hot cakes plus a fruit and yogurt parfait combined with a filet of fish. Those are good feng shui meals for you.
With your head pointing to the east.
Pointing towards
noon.
The toilet. Yeah. After you put all that, is what I think. Not because it's bad, McDonald's, don't sue us, just because the yogurt parfait and filet of fish. Not so much. My most is the most emailed and the most viewed at the Wall Street Journal. The title is The Rich Man's Michael Moore. It's really interesting. Jamie Johnson, who is the heir to the Johnson & Johnson fortune, he made a documentary a couple years back about rich kids and just their lives. Lives and how difficult and hard they...
Yeah,
I mean, it was very interesting. He really put a spotlight on the way that these kids live and how they're a little bit detached from the real world. And now he's doing a new documentary called The 1% about the top 1%. And it describes... The thing in the article it talks about is how his family not so happy about it. He kind of dogs his dad a little bit in the movie to talk to him the way Michael Moore dogged Roger. And Roger and me. And in fact, he even got really ugly with the Buffett family. Warren Buffett's got this granddaughter who was adopted, and Warren Buffett responded like, "She's not really my daughter, my granddaughter, by the way." It's a really kind of interesting article with it's really interesting sidebar about Warren Buffett's granddaughter. So that's at thewallstreetjournal.com. And as NPR has a most as well, at number 6 in the most emailed list at NPR, a story about a family dinner that aired on Morning Edition earlier this month. It's by NPR's Elise Spiegel. Last week, she had a story about kids and playing, and I think that sent a lot of NPR listeners searching for stories by Elise. She's a great reporter. This one's been steadily climbing all week. It's about research that started appearing decades ago. According to scientists, kids who ate dinner with their families were less likely to drink, smoke, do drugs, struggle with asthma, get depressed, and have eating disorders. Here's Elise's story.